Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am so excited. This is My Favorite Things with Al Jarreau and Kathleen Battery.
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things.
Those are white dresses with blue satin sashes. No fake lipstick on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winter that melted to spring. Oh, these are a few of my favorite things.
Where
the dark light,
where
the beach.
Wow. Wow. Good morning, good morning. That was Al Jarreau with Kathleen Battle. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to start off with a little meditation and prayer on forgiveness. As we move into our gratitude today, we're so grateful for Zakia for bringing us this beautiful opportunity to remind us that gratitude is the attitude really for life. So I'm so grateful for my sister, from another mister, who always have great content and great ideas and so beautiful and so sweet and so amazing. And so I just want to send her some love this morning, just lots of love, 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 love. I just want her to feel love, know love, and I just want her to be love. So we're going to start off with a prayer of forgiveness, and then we're going to go into meditation, and then we're going to open up the line for our today's gratitude.
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today, I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today, I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego that I may behold my mother with all my heart as you do. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my mother. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so, that you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be, and it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes, and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale and drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Ah, forgiveness. Forgiveness, gratitude, love. Wow, I'm going to play a beautiful song, and then we're going to open up the line for gratitude. And this song is dedicated to the beautiful, amazing Zakiya. And I want you all to know today, you tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and this is The Whispers, I Love You. I love you. I think it want me to sing it. I think it's because, you know, I'm working this thing from the phone. And it don't work as well when you work it from a computer, you know. That's what I love when I get my computer. I got to get my computer fixed because not the best thing in the world, but I'm grateful. Oh, let me get back to my grateful right here, I'm sitting up here going, oh, in my mind, I'm like, well, why is he not doing what I wanted to do? What's going on? But, you know, I'm so grateful to have a phone to be able to do it, right? Every time I touch it, okay, I'm going to try it one more time, then. Because, you know, gratitude really reminds us of the love that is. It takes you back to the love. It takes you back to the love. That's what it does. That's what gratitude really does. It reminds you. Come on, phone. What you want to do? What you want to do? I want to play this song for my sister this morning. Okay, Zakiya, I was going to play. Do you want me to sing it for you, girl? I love you. Because you understand
what needs to be spoken,
my way.
Because he holds.
All right, I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to take it one more time. Okay. You know I don't like to give up. Y'all know that, right? Y'all know I don't. There you go.
Oh,
morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram and Zakiya Lana in our gratitude. I'm so grateful. I'm just one grateful somebody this morning. I can just tell you so many things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the love journey. I'm grateful for this community who support each other and love each other, who's there for each other, who help lift each other, who is the wind beneath my wings. And it is just amazing to be here. Good morning, Zakiya.
Good morning, Janine.
Hey, my beautiful sister.
You know what? Oh, my God, Janine. You just bring the light. You just bring the light into my life. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for every opportunity that I get to wake up and hear your beautiful voice here on the love journey. I'm grateful for your prayers. I'm grateful for your support. And most of all, I'm grateful for your love. Because you understand.
Who playing that? Destiny's Child?
My way. Yeah. I love you, Janine. I love you.
I love you.
Girl, it's what to say. To me.
To me.
You know just what to say. You know just what to do. You played my whispers for me this morning. You played that beautiful forgiveness prayer that I needed so much today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being the best friend, for being the best mentor and teacher and minister. Ah, I could just go on and on and on about what I'm grateful for and it just be surrounding you. But I'm also grateful for the opportunity to be here on the love journey one more day, giving thanks and praise for another day. So, Janine, my amazing queen, Janine, you were sharing some of the things that you were grateful for this morning, and I want to thank you for doing that, and I hope that everyone that is listening this morning is continuing on this journey as we are writing out our gratitude, our counting our blessings every day. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I was just thinking, and I know a lot of people don't watch the news, and I don't all the time, but sometimes I do. And you know how I'm always talking about wanting to travel and go places and things, because I do, I love to travel. And but sometimes I hear about situations, you know, like, you know, you just don't even plan for it. You're going on a cruise, you're expecting to have a good time, and then something occurs. And, you know, you come back from that experience or not, but if you come back from that experience, I'm telling you just to be grateful that you got through that thing. And it don't even have to be as deep as that. Just to be grateful that you got through the day, that you can get up and go to work and come back home or go out and do what you got to do. And at the end of the day, you can lay your head in a safe place. Just to be grateful that you made it through the day, family. I mean, it's just a gift and a blessing. It's a gift and a blessing. So please, please, please make sure you count everything that is a blessing. Your loved ones, you know, sometimes your loved ones may be going through something. And if when you go through it with them and you get through it, woo, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we got through that. And, you know, God's grace gives us one more day, One more day. I just want to step back for just a recap from yesterday. We were talking about the money magnet. And if yesterday was one of those days that maybe you had to take care of a financial obligation, I hope you were able to feel thankful and grateful for the services that were provided for you, and you were just tickled to be able to write on that invoice paid or go to your online bill and put that in and send it over to your email and say, yes, thank you that this is paid, or if not, thank you for the money when it shows up that it will be paid. And I thank you, Janine, for our beautiful gratitude box that you shared with us yesterday, and I'm glad to be able to say that I'm getting ready to create that. I love that. I just love that idea of that gratitude box so much. You know, because we write them out in our journals, and that's beautiful, but sometimes it's getting like a pretty little piece of post-it note, you know, or something, or a pretty piece of paper, and writing that. So that's just beautiful. You gave us so many good suggestions yesterday. So let's see.
Well, you know that didn't come from me. That came from Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, Captain Ponder, baby. It was in
Dynamic
that book.
Dynamic Laws
of
Prosperity.
The back of gratitude.
Yes. Captain Ponder gave us so much. I mean, well, I learned about treasure mapping or vision boarding, but she used to call it treasure mapping back in the Unity days. But I learned about treasure mapping from Catherine Palmer. She's an amazing, amazing teacher and minister that has been serving so many for so many years. And we do thank her. But we do thank you for bringing it forth to us. So, and of course, at night, you're supposed to take your beautiful magic rock, hold it in your hand, and think back through all the things that happened throughout the day and choose one thing that was the best thing that happened for you, and then say those magic words, thank you. So what a beautiful way you start your day off with gratitude, and you end it before you go to sleep with gratitude. And you know what? When you live like that, Janine, when we live like that, when we practice this and really incorporate this into our lives on a daily basis, how can you ever go to sleep, man, with your boo? You know what I'm saying? If you got what? You can't. You can't. No way. Gratitude and anger and bitterness and resentment can stand in the same place. It don't work. It is all about the love. Love, love, love.
Mm-hmm.
So today we are on day 10. And today is about magic dust. Ooh. So the title that Rhonda Byrne and family, if you're just joining us, we are studying and working and journeying out of the book The Magic by Rhonda Byrne, who is the creator of The Secret. And today's lesson is magic dust, everyone. Ooh, I love that. Magic dust. She starts off with a quote that says, no duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. And that quote came from St. Ambrose, who was a theologian and Catholic bishop. So Rhonda Byrne starts off by saying, ancient spiritual teachings say that what we give to another person with a full heart returns to us 100-fold. What we give to another person with a full heart, Janine, with a full heart, you know, you're the heart lady, returns to us 100-fold. So be grateful and saying thank you to another person for anything you receive from them. It's not only urgent, it's vital to improving your life. Janine, gratitude is a powerful energy. We talked about energy yesterday. Gratitude is a powerful energy. And so whomever you direct gratitude's energy toward, that's where it goes. If you think of gratitude's energy looking like sparkling magic dust, then when you express gratitude to another person in return for something you've received from them, you are literally sprinkling them with that magic dust. And it just feels so good. The powerful positive energy in magic dust reaches and affects whomever you sprinkle it on. So she says that most of us make contact with people every day, whether it's on the phone or through an email or face-to-face. Maybe it's in your workplace. Maybe it's at a store or at the gym or in a restaurant. Maybe it's on the elevator. Maybe you're riding the bus or the train. In many cases, the people we make contact with deserve our gratitude because we are receiving something from them. So think about the people you encounter on a typical day who provide you with some kind of service, like working in a store. You know, maybe it's the cashier. It's bagging your groceries or checking you out in the line. Or maybe it's your waitress in a restaurant. Maybe it's the bus driver or the cab driver. Or maybe it's someone in the customer service department. The people who work in service are giving themselves to serve you. And you're receiving their service. If you don't say thank you in return for their service, then you are not being grateful. And you're stopping the good from coming into life. So sometimes when we think about, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? Why is this happening? This is going on. That's going on. Maybe we should stop and say, how much gratitude have I shown today? You know, how many times did I think to thank that person for their service? Some of us may think, well, they're here doing their job. That's their job. They're supposed to serve me. But, if that was you serving another, wouldn't you want to be thanked? I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday I had called my 401k company, and I got a beautiful gentleman, and he was just very, very helpful. Very helpful. He knew exactly what I needed and, got everything right on. And so at the end of our conversation, I said to him, he said to me first, I thank you so much for your communication with me today. I really appreciate that. You've been very pleasant. And I said, oh, my God, my brother, I was just getting ready to say the same thing to you because I was going to just thank you so much. I said, first of all, your voice is mesmerizing. And I said, do you sing? And he started laughing. He said, well, no, not much. He said, I guess I can carry a tune. I said, no, I believe you can carry a big tune. I said, because your voice was just so soothing, and I just appreciate the excellent, excellent customer service that you have provided me with today. I said, I don't always get that, but today I did, and I thank you. And he just said, well, I received that, and I'm going to take that with me through the rest of my day. Thank you so much. So we were both in gratitude with each other, and it felt so good. And look, I really wanted to say, your voice is so sexy, my brother. Because he really did. He had one of them deep, sexy, delicious, dark chocolate kind of voices. Sometimes you just don't know how you might make someone's day. You know, the other person on the other end of the phone, you get a good customer service person, make their day. Say something good to them. I know you do this all the time, Janine. That's just who you are. But if we've been remiss in that area, if you are running to your postal person, can you imagine the effort that it takes to be a postal person, especially this time of year? I just connected with a young lady who works in California, and she was talking about how busy they are. And it's like at the end of the day, she's like exhausted because she's driving up and down, she's delivering these packages. And send some love to our postal service workers, the ones inside, the ones outside on foot. Bless them, bless them, bless them. And say thank you the next time you go past them or they bring some mail to your door. So she talks about, thinking our maintenance workers and our transportation drivers and just so many people throughout the day that she reminds us of. She says, when you're at a cafe or a restaurant, and some of you may go out to eat today, sprinkle some magic dust by saying thank you to each person as they serve you. Whether they're cleaning a table or giving you the menu, just sprinkle some magic dust over them by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Be grateful for the people who assist you at work, even your boss. Yes, even the coworker that can pluck your nose. Sprinkle some magic dust and just say thank you. You know, thank you that, whatever, I don't know. Thank you for making my job a little easier today. Or thank you for your presence today. I really appreciate it. And I know sometimes that can be a little hard, but we're going to stretch ourselves with this assignment. We are going to stretch ourselves. And so she also says at times you may encounter a person in service who behaves rudely towards you or doesn't give you the attention you think you deserve. It may be more challenging to be grateful in these situations, but your gratitude cannot be dependent on another person's behavior. All right, family, did we get that one? Our gratitude cannot be dependent on another person's behavior. We cannot say, well, she ain't treat me right, so I ain't going to give her no thanks. Well, she ain't treat me right, or he ain't treat me right, so I ain't going to say thank you. I'm going to have this attitude. No, 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 that's not the way for us to evolve and to grow. Choose magic in your life no matter what. It might help you to remember that you don't know what difficulties someone might be going through at the time that you connect with him or her. They may be feeling unwell. They may have just lost a loved one. Their marriage might have just ended. Or they may be in desperation and at a tipping point in their life. So your gratitude and kindness might be the most magical thing that happens to them that day. That's a lot to think about. Thank you, God, for giving us this beautiful gift. So, family, that is our assignment today. Our assignment is just to recognize everyone, every situation, every contact with another human being, and sprinkle that magic dust on everyone. Even the one who cut you off on the highway. Sprinkle some magic dust and say, thank you, I'm safe. God bless you. Keep moving. Sprinkle that magic dust and share your love today. Because, you know, the more love we share, the more we build up, you know, just we, you know, ourselves just get to have, you know, regenerate some more, some more, some more. It's never depleted. It's never, ever, ever depleted.
I just every time you talk about the beautiful dust, I think about, I don't know why this book keeps coming up with this gratitude, but Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. Remember in the introduction she said, abundance is everywhere, and this gold dust in the air. So every time I imagine yesterday sprinkling my dust, it was gold dust. I would sprinkle my gold dust on my beautiful postal service person, the police officer, the person who served me in the window when I drove through to pick up some fries because I was hungry, and sprinkled gold dust on different services that I entered into when I went to Michael's to pick up these beautiful things I wanted to add to my beautiful tree, and I even gave my tree gratitude because we always get a new tree, and I tell my tree, I'm so grateful that you gave your services in this house. It's so beautiful, and your presence is so warm and so loving, and I'm in such gratitude to have to share you this Christmas with my family, and I simply go that way.
I love it. I love that. Oh my gosh. So we don't even have to have a person that we can sprinkle our dust on. It can be anything, a tree, an ornament, everything,
mm-hmm.
because it's all energy, right? I mean, everything is energy, so the more energy, love energy, gratitude energy we pour into that person or that thing, just keeps circulating the energy of love and gratitude back to us. Oh, my gosh, I love that, Janine. So today,
and you know what's interesting? Okay, I got one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
So in the middle of my gratitude, I get a call from someone who is devastated. I mean, she is so devastated with what's going on in her life right now. And she gets a it's about the IRS, right? So by the time we got off the phone, I had her dying laughing, telling her the story about when the IRS came into my experience. And I told her it was the gift of the IRS that taught me how, because, you know, the IRS, you know, the Internal Revenue Service is just like one of those people, entities that you just don't want in your experience. You know, everybody kind of feels the same way. We just don't want the internal IRS in our life, right? And it's like this big, bold, gangster kind of energy that comes up whenever IRS comes up, right? So I was explaining to her, I remember when I couldn't understand why I was in that experience. And I remember talking to God. And I remember saying, God, I don't understand why I'm in this experience. I make sure that I pay my taxes on time. I make sure that I don't cheat. And that is not why I'm not having this experience. And I told her when I got on the other side of the experience, I realized that that gift of the IRS taught me to pay attention to details and to have a relationship with my money and not give my power away. I said, and that's what the gift of the IRS had given me. And I told her my story, you know, for the gift of the IRS so that she can look at how the gift of the IRS was for her life. So I want to, the reason why I'm sharing this experience is by the time she was crying profusely, by the time she got off the line, she was laughing so heartily. But I just want to share with you that what God explained to me when I was going through that gift of IRS, when I was laying there fussing at God, and I was in fear, and God said, who am I? You God. Well, who are you? And I wasn't quite sure then. And God said, so you don't know who you are? You don't know that no matter what comes up against you, that I've already handled it through you as you, because you are God. And I just want to remind people, gratitude simply reminds us that we are all that God is, and there's nothing that comes up against us that's not about to grow us, expand us, or make us better. So give thanks even for the IRS.
I say, do you know who you are? God has already handled everything through us. You know, and Janine, so I, you know, boy, I have those talks with God a lot. And, you know, I think because for me, I'm just looking, you know, I want life to be easy and just be peaceful. I don't want to go through the up. I mean, I don't want to go through the downs. I just want to be up. I want to be up. But I know that's not real. That's not the way this human experience is. I mean, we can create as much ups as we can, but there are also going to be those times when we go through a valley experience. And I think it's when we go through those valley experiences that we can really, really, really appreciate when we are flying high in the sky and really feeling good and everything's going great. Our bank accounts are full. We got perfect health. We got the most wonderful relationships. We're doing what we love. And we're just living a joy-filled life. And then those valley experiences come, and that's when we get to exercise that faith and get to stand in knowing I am that I am. And I am one with that I am. And there is absolutely everything. When, you know, the Oath of Manifestation says, I live in a friendly universe that is always providing for me. May not look like it right now, sister girl, Zakiya, but you live in a friendly universe. You have an amazing God goddess that is always providing for you, never wants to see you without anything, wants you to have everything your heart desires, your dreams come true, because guess what? That desire was placed in you by the divine. So it's going to be, just keep moving on, trusting and believing, and it shall be. And be patient. I remember my grandmother used to say, wait, I say, wait on the Lord. And so sometimes these things come up so that we can exercise that patience, or God wants us to be still and listen, and wait, and see what comes next. So hallelujah. Well, thank you once again for sharing your amazing experiences. Janine, you have had a life that absolutely shows us that you can come from, you know, from the places that you have come from in your experience. And I can't wait for your movie to come out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just said they just need to, to where you are today and living an amazing life of gratitude. So I just want to make sure that the family gets our lesson today, Janine. So she says to thank at least 10 people who perform different services that benefit you today. It doesn't matter if you don't get the opportunity to do it in person, because you can mentally acknowledge the people who serve you. The magic dust will still reach them. So she gives an example that you can mentally say to yourself, I'm really grateful to the cleaners who work through the early hours of the morning, making sure that the streets are cleaned of trash every day. I've never really thought about how grateful I am for that service, which is done like clockwork every day. Thank you. Oh, my God, Janine, when I read that, it just reminded me of a chapter that I have in my book, Jamaica Memoir of Miracles, Manifestations, Love. And I talk about the street sweeper. I remember when I was in Jamaica and I was walking down the hill coming from my beautiful little guest house place. And I think I was moving, going into Ocho Rios. And I came across a gentleman who was sweeping the street. And I stopped him and had a little conversation and just thanked him for doing that. Thank you so much for keeping the streets clean. We appreciate it. And this gentleman said, oh, it's my pleasure. He was just so upbeat, and, you know, he just seemed so happy to be doing what he was doing. It's my pleasure
to serve in this way. I don't remember the exact words, and I don't have my book in front of me. But his whole conversation was, it's my pleasure, it's my joy. I love doing this. I love serving in this way. And it just brought tears to my eyes because I just said, I wonder how many times people have walked by this guy. You know, some people may even make fun of him and say, oh, look at you, you can't do nothing but sweep the street, but the streets are clean because he's offering his service. And he's doing it with love, that he wants to serve in this way. How beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I was also watching something last night on the news. This young lady, beautiful young lady, who is a pageant. She's going in a pageant, but her regular day job, she's a street cleaner, but she has one of those big trucks that she rides in. I mean, gorgeous young lady, but she spends 8 hours of her day being a street cleaner. And she says, I love it. Her father is in the business, and she's in the business, and she says she absolutely loves what she does. And yet, after she takes off her uniform and cleans the streets, she goes and puts on some beautiful dresses and fixes herself up, and she looks amazing, and she participates in pageants. So you just never know what a person's passion is or what they feel their purpose is, but everyone has that thing that is theirs to do. And when they can do it with love and gratitude, it is certainly our urgent responsibility. Is vital for us to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Excuse me. Also, Rhonda says to make sure that you keep count of the people in service that you're grateful for so that you can know when you have thanked 10 different people for their services and when you've sprinkled magic dust on them all. If you imagine the sprinkling magic dust falling over people when you thank them, you have a picture of what really happens in the invisible with the power of gratitude. So with this picture in mind, it will help you to believe and to know that the magic dust of gratitude really does reach people and that it is available to help them to improve their lives. Every time, family, you sprinkle magic dust over a person, it also returns to you in your own life. So we have posted up on the Love Journey, as we have been over the last few days, this assignment. We invite you to go read it and participate in it. Also, she asked us to read tomorrow's lesson today because it's something that you have to do very early in the morning. So I'm just going to just read briefly what the assignment is so that you can be prepared first thing tomorrow morning to do the practice. She says, when you wake up to the new day, tomorrow, this will be day 11, before you do a single thing, say the words, thank you. As soon as you open your eyes, even before you turn off the alarm clock or go to the bathroom, say the magic words, thank you. And from the moment you open your eyes until you've finished getting ready for your day, say the magic words, thank you, in your mind for everything you touch and everything you use. Thank you for your toothbrush and your toothpicks. Thank you for your water when you shower and your washcloth. Thank you for your toilet. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your clothes. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your utensils, if you, or whatever you, your glass that you drink from. Thank you for your slippers. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you use or touch as you're preparing mm-hmm. for your day. But most of all, the first thing to say thank you for is your life. So I am going to say thank you once again, Janine. I know I pray the family is having a beautiful experience with this. And it's 8 o'clock on the DOT, baby. So it's divine timing. I'm going to turn it back over to you, my beautiful angel. And I want you to know I love you so much. And I appreciate you, Janine.
Well, sing it to me.
And
sing it to me. Tell me. Sing it to me.
I love you.
What's that other one?
I love myself so much. So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep on loving me. I say, I love myself so much. Yes, I do. So I can love Janine so much. Boo! Janine can love Janine so much. Boo! So Janine can keep on loving me. Yes, yes, yes. And I love my love journey family so much too, each and every one of you. I appreciate you. I feel you. I'm sprinkling some magic dust all over you right now, saying thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are, for being a loving, caring, giving, sweet, divine presence that you are. And every time you show up here, you make a difference, and you share, you send your love out, and you make a difference. And so no matter where you are, just know that you are loved and appreciated just because who you are is me. I am you, you are me, and we are one family. I love you so much. Peace out. Passing the talking stick back to you, Janine. I love you.
I love you. And you are one of my 10 people that I will be blessing and thanking for your presence in my world. Thank you for being Zakiya Lamida Lana.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I receive it. I receive it. And you know you are definitely one of my 10, girl. Give thanks. Give thanks. Ashe.
Yes, yes. Thank you for the magic. It's magic. Well, wow. We're already on Wednesday. Is today Wednesday? Yes. Wow, time is really moving fast. And I just want to say thank you to all those who are participating in our family this year. We just so excited to even do more for the family than just bring gifts, food, and for Christmas, but also to provide beds for them. And so those who are able, thank you. Those who wanted to and couldn't but sent prayers, thank you. And remember, it's not about the magnitude or the bigness of it. It's us collectively together that makes it happen. And it's because of you that we're getting closer to not just the gifts and the clothes, but being able to provide furnishing, beds. It's a family who only has one bed. It's six people in the home and one bed. And so I'm so excited. I can't wait to see the beds being put up. I can't wait to drop the gifts off on Sunday. And anyone who is want to participate in dropping off the gifts, you're more than welcome. Anyone who may say, well, I don't really have any physical money to give, but I would love to help wrap the gifts, you're welcome to come on Sunday and wrap the gifts with us and drop the gifts off with us, whatever you want to do. And if it's all just a prayer, we accept that as well. And I just want to say thank you for that. I am super, super happy to be able to serve. And I said I was going to put together a book of things that the Love Journey resource, I guess, or maybe you want to call it maybe a year-end perspective of things and years of people and families that we've served, and your donations, and how your donations have served over, I guess, in 10 years, 30 to 40 families. That may be a small amount compared to what other organizations do, but we started off taking one family, and then after that we started taking two and three families, and last year we were able to service almost 12 families last year. So we're just super excited about the service of serving families, feeding the homeless, and being able to provide and an encouraging spirit to remind people of who they are in the midst of giving them gifts. We remind them that they are the source of all good things, and that source lives within them, and that they need to tap into that source and remind them of that. And so this year always gives me the gratitude to be able to serve in a physical, emotional, as well as a spiritual way. So thank you, family. And you, Love Journey family, are the reason I am able to live this filled, fulfilled gratitude heart. Because together, we collectively, we've made so much difference in so many people's lives. And then what you do individually is a ripple effect. So it's just a pleasure to be a part of the Love Journey. It's a pleasure to have each and every one of you to be a part in. And so this family this year, I'm hoping we'll get a chance to videotape it. A lot of times, you know, I was never sure, you know, when you're giving things, do you really want to put people's faces? But I was thinking, even if we don't do anything else, maybe we can videotape the men bringing the bears in, and we can videotape this, those who come and help and support dropping off the gifts. Maybe we'll do it that way so we won't put the family on blast. But just so grateful. I'm just so grateful. I tell you, family, it's all because of you. Again, Zakiya, thank you for bringing us the gratitude. What a way to end the year. 2017 with gratitude. Gratitude. What a way to end the year. To really think about how grateful. And it's interesting because I had already started a forgiveness journey, and I've been doing a release technique, taking this release online technique class, and now I'm working with the gratitude. And so with all of that to collectively, it's been an interesting, a lot of energy that's moving inside of me, and I'm like, whew, sometimes it's heavy, you know. Sometimes it's heavy because you're not quite sure how to shift it or into the space where it needs to be. You know how to shift the energy, but how do you shift it to the place it needs to be? And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes you're looking at people and you have an expectation of them to be a certain way. And then you ask yourself, well, why are you looking at them to be that? Are you showing up that way? Are you, you know, being what you're supposed to be? Because if you are, then your energy should shift them. With, you know, it's just so, energy is so powerful, I tell you. So I'm so grateful to be on this journey to grow, to expand, to release. And I'm just looking forward to the woman that's going to be birthed in 2018. I'm looking forward to the even more greater version of myself. I'm looking forward to the deepest level. You know, the one thing that happens when you start asking empowering questions, you know, at one time in your life, you know, you ask the why. Well, why me, God? Well, why this God? And then as you grow on your spiritual journey, you start to ask, well, what is it that the divine is expressing through me in this right now moment? What is it that I need to become in order to express more of the divine presence of myself? And those kind of questions. So before all this started happening, before I went on the forgiveness journey and all this stuff, I asked the question to my soul, how can I be in a more deeper, more profound relationship with my soul? It's like not thinking that, you know, I was going to have to do some more deeper level work, thinking that, you know, maybe I had done all this good work and that it was just going to shine bright and show up. But no, It was some more work to do, y'all. And most of it comes from the idea of hiding. I'm like, well, why do I still hide? And so I went through the inner spaces and the crevices of my mind. Even after having to come to the realization that, and admit to myself that I was still hiding, you know. And in that hiding, I asked myself, have a good day. I asked myself, why am I still hiding? And so as I went through the journey of my mind, in the recesses of the inner spaces and went through that inner child thing, and I remembered some things that made me want to hide, that touched me at a deeper level that I needed to move through. And it was, you know, that level of work that I had to get into, that I had to get in there. And I always think of the inner child work as getting to the roots. You know, most of the work things, and this is just my opinion, most things that we do, it cuts off the surface part, you know, the top part. But when you get to that inner child work, you're really going in there to get to the root of what's going on so that that weed doesn't return. And so as I grow and cut the roots of the things that has caused me to still be in a space of hiding, it's freeing. And I could feel the energy freeing. But let me just tell you, it's definitely work. And you think that, you know, at some point this becomes a definitely a destination, but I guess it doesn't. It's definitely a journey. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of my journey, being a part of the journey, being a part of my life. And what's interesting is in the journey of things, you know, you get a text here and there from somebody from the Love Journey who reminds you, you know, of your greatness. So somebody will call you and say, you know, this and that, or, you know, and not really knowing where you are in your space or why you're feeling what you feel, or even if you're feeling anything, because, you know, they just see the glory or whatever you presenting on the line or wherever you are. But those unexpected times when people call you, text you, email you, or Facebook you or inbox you just to remind you. Sometimes we don't even know what a person is going through, and we don't even understand how timely those things are. So I just want to give thanks for those who took the time to say, hey, I was thinking of you. Especially in these times and seasons when change is such happening, you know, like even though it's been almost, let's see, 16, almost 3 years now that my mom physically left the planet. But now that I'm getting ready to be a grandmother, sometimes I think, wow, mom, I just wish you could be here, you know. Four generations of love on our faces, huh? My mom, myself, Diamond, and her child. That would be four generations. What an interesting concept, huh? And so I just, those things happening, this new baby coming, just a whole lot of new. It's a lot of anticipation and excitement, but it's also a lot of like, and so I just want to thank y'all. I know you are like, wow, she's just been thanking us so much, but I do really want to say thank you to each and every one of you all for being a part of the Love Journey. Thank you for all the growth, the expansion, and most of all, thank you for the love. Thank you for the, and so this gratitude journey, along with the release and the forgiveness, has really filled my heart to capacity, family. And I tell you, it is a stone gas. That's what I'm going to say. Because y'all know I want to do a soul train party, right? So, all right, y'all. I'm going to get let you go. I am just babbling right now. But I just want to remind each and every one of you that your life truly is a gift. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. I'm going to play a little Kim. Y'all know, I don't know what it is. Kim. And I just love Kim's Christmas CD. I'm going to play Glorify the King. You all have an amazing day. And I pray that blessings upon blessings, that God will open up the windows, the heavens, the gates, the doors, the high skies, and just pour out a blessing upon your life that it won't even be room enough to receive it. I pray that you learn to see you in the way that God sees you. I pray that you get the spiritual vision of God to see those who are in your life with the eyes of God. I pray that everything you touch not only turn to gold but platinum gold. And everywhere you tread your feet will be upon God's holy ground. And that the blessings don't get there till you get there. I pray 2018 is the best year yet. That it will be so amplified, multiplied, and spiritualized that you will think that you created heaven on earth. And so may that experience of heaven on earth be yours today. In all the days of your life, glorify the King. This has been another Love Journey production. I love you. I love you with the love of God. Let's glorify the King, family.
Sometimes I fail to see.
To see. Christmas music. Did y'all hear how they was, the choir in the back was like, glorify. They weren't singing glorify. They was glorify.
It was glorifying the King. And may you glorify the King today, the King and Queen in you, the presence of God in you. May you glorify it. May you glorify the light, the Christ, the love, and however you see the Supreme Being, the Most High, may you glorify it in you today. May it be seen throughout the world. Go forth and love today and enjoy it because you are love. Have a great day.